You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Marcia Baines of Old Savannah Tours. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, good morning.
Also with us is Joshua Peacock, who's a freelance writer and a columnist for Do Savannah. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good morning.
And there's plenty to do this weekend before Thanksgiving, starting with some music on Friday night.
Yeah, there's a lot of great music this weekend. Anders Thompson is going to be at the Jinx on Friday night, local guitar player, alt country, blues guitarist, really amazing musician. He is premiering a video that was made by Volition Studios here in Savannah on his custom-made guitars. So it should be really interesting, and then he's going to perform afterwards.
That's
so it
really
should
cool.
be a lot of fun.
And then Saturday is jam-packed with a couple different festivals you can
go to. If you've got kids or if you're family and you're looking for something to do this weekend, there's a ton to do on Saturday. You've got the, of course, every year our annual Savannah Children's Book Festival is taking place in Forsyth Park. And if you've never been to this, even as an adult, it's like Toyland. I don't know what it is. There's a lot of live books and you can go in costume and there's just all kinds of wonderful things going on there. And we've got a local publishing company, right?
Yeah, Penny Candy Books will be there with their books on display. They're kind of a new publishing company.
That is so cool.
And they just released a lot of new books this fall.
Awesome.
So it should be cool.
Well, so check that out. And then you just ride on over to Madison Square for the Pecan and Honey Harvest Festival. And you can buy some baked goods. There's live entertainment. And then you can just drive out to Oatland Island for the annual cane grinding. I mean, you can do a whole little circuit with the family on Saturday. Really, really nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're also headed into the holiday season, which is a time when a lot of people give back. And there's a kickoff for one of those charity drives this
Savannah
weekend.
Savannah Power Sports Center out on Ogeechee Road at 95 over across from Keller's. They are having a Toys for Tots kickoff, and you can go out there. Nine Line will be out there. We have a food truck. Rollin' Smoke is going to be out there. We are going to be test driving the new Slingshot, which is a three-wheel open-air motorcycle with an engine, and it looks like a Batmobile. So it's real
fun.
Cool. And Rock 106.1 is going to be out there on a live remote from 2 to 4. So come out and bring an unused toy and get some prizes and enjoy the day with us.
And then on Saturday night, there is just tons of music.
Of music. Whatever you're into, there's going to be something going on music-wise. If you did not get enough country on Friday, you can go back to the Jinx. Pee Wee Moore, Outlaw Country Guy, will be there performing. And then down the street at El Rocco will be Machine Dreams, Ember City, and Choir of Babel. It should be a really fun rock show. If you're not into either one of those things, you can go to Southbound Brewery and catch Empire Strikes Brass, which is from it's a huge juggernaut of a brass band from Asheville. They play a lot of funk, soul, you know, stuff like that, so it should be a lot of fun. And then if you're not interested in any of that, you can go see the Savannah Philharmonic at the Lucas at 7:30. They're doing Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 at the Lucas at 7:30. It's always a great show.
So a little something for all musical tastes this
weekend.
Pack
a lunch Saturday morning and just go.
And then looking ahead to next weekend, you can kick off your holiday shopping.
Absolutely. So this is our second annual Shop Small Savannah Saturday. It's in honor of the American Express holiday for Small Business Saturday. We are encouraging everybody to forget Black Friday at the big box and online and get out and shop and have a great time in your community and support your local neighbors and your businesses that support this community themselves.
And we certainly have lots of local businesses here in Savannah. Well, Marcia Baines of Old Savannah Tours, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Joshua Peacock, freelance writer and Do Savannah columnist, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Emily.
Have a great weekend, both of you.
Thank you.